You're listening to SBS News.
Year 11 and 12 students at Peel High in the regional New South Wales city of Tamworth are the first at their school to study the local Gamilaroi language. Year 12 student Mayeni Trindle says he elected the subject so he can pass the language on to future generations.
It's important for us to learn it because it's our time to share, you know. Our fellas kept it for a long time, you know. They kept it going. Now it's our turn to keep it going, you know, pass it on to people that have lost it. You know. Language could bring hope back to them.
Year 11 student Joanna Dunn says she chose the subject not just to learn the language, but also the history behind it.
Just got to know about your ancestors and, you know, your family and where they come from and what they was doing back when, you know, before all the technology and everything.
Students who elect the Indigenous language subject are taught basic vocabulary and sentence structures, as well as the history of language in their area. Year 12 student Georgia Sands says the subject satisfies her curiosity to know more about her family's past.
I want to know more about my culture. I want, like, to know more about language and to actually bring it back alive and keep it going, bring it down to our generation.
The number of high schools in Australia offering Indigenous languages is rising. So too is the number of students enrolling. Peel High School teacher Michelle Clare approached her school about offering the subject to her students. Fluent in Gamilaroi, she gained the necessary qualifications and now runs the language classes.
I think when it was offered, A, it was cultural, B, it was a way that they could connect with family, and also it was a subject that they actually found interest in, and they were like, you know, if I'm going to be at school, I may as well do something that really interests me and I'm passionate about.
Last year, just 5 Year 12 students in New South Wales completed the Indigenous language subject. In 2019, that number will jump to 25. Year 12 student Mayeni Trindle says all schools in Australia should offer Indigenous languages.
I don't run to Australia, but if I did, then I'd be having like classes and schools for Aboriginal kids and just teach language and culture all day.
The principal at Tamworth's Peel High, Rod Jones, says facilitating the growing demand for Indigenous languages may be a challenge for some schools.
I think the greatest challenge to a school for offering Aboriginal language is having a teacher that has experience and is fluent in teaching the local language. We are very thankful that we have Michelle at our school. She's a very fluent speaker. And also our Aboriginal education worker, he also is very fluent, and they were both very keen to offer the program, and the school supported them.
90% of Indigenous languages globally are currently endangered. In Australia, of hundreds, only a dozen are still widely spoken. University of Sydney Indigenous researcher Director Jacqueline Troy says schools play an important role in keeping languages alive.
There's a vital role for schools in renewing and reawakening our languages in Australia. And all the Aboriginal children who use the languages in the schools are also, experiencing their own self-worth, the value of their own identification as Aboriginal people within the school system. This is remarkable.
For many of the students at Peel High, language is more than just a way to communicate. It's how they connect with family and their past. Mayeni Trindle says it's also a way to ensure his culture is never forgotten.
It makes kids happy and makes everybody happy that, you know, culture's still alive around here. It's not gone. And that's what we want people to know, that culture's never going to go. It's going to stay forever.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.